The campaigns don't usually get into full swing until Labor Day has passed, but the Kane campaign has already run radio ads on stations aimed primarily at African-American audiences.
When racists march in our streets waving Confederate flags, some politicians call them good people.
Corey Stewart, on the other hand, is already producing ads on his website reflecting his promised no-holds-barred approach.
Antifa and the far left. Now they're turning violent. Who's their hero? Tim Kaine.
WFIR political analyst Bob Denton expects the Kaine campaign to produce its own attack ads portraying Stewart as extreme. And once it all begins.
When your opponent goes on air, you have to go on air. You cannot just give up.
And in that regard, Kaine holds a substantial war chest advantage to pay for the ads. Evan Jones, WFIR News.